السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Thursday morning. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى bless you and our power of affairs and good health. Allah تعالى accept the خدمت for deed. حضرت مفتي صاحب, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وانا سليم كريم. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 12th of Safar. And today we focus on chapter 51, Surah Az-Zariyat, verses 57 to verse number 60. And in that way we will conclude the Surah, inshaAllah, Surah Az-Zariyat. In yesterday's lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us that He created this human being and jinn so that we worship Him, we serve Him, and we don't bow down to anybody, we don't prostrate to anybody except Him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So therefore, we should understand that He alone, La ilaha illallah, La ma'buda bihaqqin illallah. So that is our theme and that is our formula for success, and we must believe in Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was the only rahmatul alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is a mercy to the entire universe and the last and final messenger of Almighty Allah and all the articles of faith, if we want true success in this world and in the year after. Hence Almighty Allah teaches us today, so the grace and mercy of Allah, we focus on chapter 51 and Surah Zariyat, verse 57. Ma uridu minhum min rizq. I do not want from any one of them, the jinn or human being or any creation for that matter, any sustenance. I am not asking you for anything. Wa ma uridu an yut'imun. And I do not want that you feed me. So it shows rizq has a very broad connotation. This inhaling, exhaling of ours whilst we are awake, whilst we are sleeping is rizq. So everything, the oxygen, the rain and everything we get is rizq. So all this happiness and joy we experience. Yesterday, mashallah, in our family, there was another addition to the family. Mona Mahmood, mashallah, my brother's grandson, you see, his wife gave birth, mashallah, at home. And no all doctor business and all that natural birth, you see. So if you want to do something in this day and this age, also it can be done. You must remember that. So all that is rizq. Allah Ta'ala bless them with a wonderful son, you see. So this is the third child, two sons, one daughter. Allah make them nek, pious, salih, qurrata ayun lil walidain wa lil ajdad. They're the coolness for the eyes, for the parents, grandparents, and will serve the ummah with the grace and mercy of Allah. So all that is part of the rizq. Ma uridu minhum mir rizq. So I don't want anything from you. No rizq, no sustenance. وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَن يُطْعِمُونَ. And I don't want that you must feed me. I am feeding, sustaining, providing for the entire universe and creation. There is not a creation that is not being sustained and provided by me. Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to Almighty Allah alone. Rabbil Alameen. The sustainer, nourisher, cherisher of the Alameen. Alameen means kullu shay'in illallah. Everybody, everything besides Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Can you imagine which king, which government, which president, which prime minister can just feed one meal, just one meal for the entire population of his country? Nobody can do that. Even the one city, he can't do that. If you take the big, big mega cities of the world, you must remember Delhi, Bombay and Sao Paulo and so forth and so on. إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ. Verily he, Almighty Allah, he is the Razzaq. He is the only sustainer. And not only sustainer, the best sustainer. وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. In the ending of chapter 62, so you must remember that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us that He, Almighty Allah, alone is the one who is sustaining us, nourishing us. Wallahu khairur raziqeen. Chapter 62, verse number 11, that Almighty Allah is the best of sustainers, the one who cherishes us, nourishes us. Who brought us up? Who sustained us when we were in the womb of our mother? Who was the one who taught the baby that go to the breast of your mother and receive your milk from there? And you see Allah Jalla Wala, they're nourishing and sustaining, providing for the tiny, tiny little fish there in the ocean. And remember the million, billion, trillion, zillion creation which we know and don't know. Majority we don't know. إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ. He is the Razzaq, the best sustainer and the only sustainer, nourisher. ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. ذُو is the possessor. الْقُوَّةِ of power. You see that? And Mateen, very, very strong. Ya Allah Jalla Wala, at this Mubarak time, Ya Rab, where it is still tahajjud time by us, suhoor time, we ask you through your quality, through your attribute of Dhul Quwwatil Mateen, decimate the Americans and the Jutlas and the Zionists who are oppressing our babies, our children, our men and women in Gaza al-Mubarakah, in Daffatul Gharbiya in the West Bank, who are oppressing our people there in Kashmir and destroying our people in Sudan and the Burma and in Syria, Libya and all other parts of the world. Ya Allah, bi barakati Dhul Quwwatil Mateen, we ask you through the wasila of your Asma'ullah al-Husna, Ya Rab, that you decimate and destroy the enemies of Islam and Muslim if there's no hidayat for them. Ya Muntaqimu, Ya Muntaqimu, Ya Muntaqimu. That is how we must learn to speak to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. So we must remember that Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. So that is what we mean. The best time is this time. It's just 1 minute left or so for us here, for Fajr time to enter. So we should be very, very concerned about this. Allah Ta'ala gives us this unique opportunities. Ya Allah, grant all those who are ill complete shifa. Grant our brother Haji Muhammad Ikhlas complete shifa. Grant all those people who are ill and sick, Ya Rab, give them all shifa-e kamil, ajil, mustamir, Ya Rabbal Alameen. فَإِنَّ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. So verily for those people who are committing zulm, oppression. Chapter 31 verse 13. إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. That people who ascribe somebody something to Almighty Allah, they are committing the worst form of oppression and transgression. So the mushrikeen and the zalimeen and the kuffar, so all of them will be under the purview of this verse. ذَنُوبًا. So they have committed such vices and sins. مِثْلَ ذَنُوبِ أَصْحَابِهِمْ. Like the sins, remember, of their companions of before, the nations, generations before. So now they say, where's the punishment? Where's the punishment? Allah says, فَلَا يَسْتَعَجِلُونَ. Do not make haste. I will unleash the punishment, chastisement, when I want to, on the appointed time, when you least expect it. فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ. Understand these words here. وَيْلٌ means قَدْ دَخَلَ فِي الْهَلَاكِ. They're already destroyed. And وَيْحٌ, you will find in the Hadith Kitab, وَيْحٌ. In the Quran is not mentioned. Wow, ya ha. So وَيْحٌ means قَدْ أَشْرَفَ عَلَى الْهَلَاكِ. You're on the verge of destruction. You're on the verge of failure. So therefore, that is a distinction, dichotomy between these two words. Waylun, you're already in destruction. And wayhun, on the verge of destruction. فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Hence, there will be destruction and jahannam and failure for those people who are the non-Muslims, who love with kufr, shirk and so forth, and they died in that state and condition, and they sane and mature. The day which they were asking for has finally arrived. They were promised. And now they were rejecting it. So what will happen to them? They'll be dispatched straight to Jahannam and the hellfire. Allahumma ajirna min al-nar. O Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, you save us from the hellfire and grant us entry. Bifadlika wa rahmatika wa judika wa karamika. Through your grace, mercy and benevolence into Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la for us, our marhumeen, our shuhada, our mujahideen, and the entire human race who passed away with Iman and Islam, and the jinnat as well, from the time of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 12th of Safar, 1447 year in South Africa, and in most parts of the world it is the 13th of Safar. Tonight you should look at the moon and the full moon. It is Thursday night, Laylatul Jumu'ah. It is Laylatul Badr in most parts of the world. The 14th night, you will remember, in South Africa it will be the 13th night, but most parts of the world will be 14th night. And Chodwi Raat Ki Chand, so that you call Laylatul Badr in our Islamic terminology. Full circle. The Shah, the moon shining, glittering in its radiance and effulgence, that is Kudrat ka Karishma. Who is allowing the waxing and the waning of the moon? America, Russia, Saudi Arabia? Nay, only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. It is day number 671 in Ghazza al-Mubarakah. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Two jutlas killed and dispatched to Jahannam. We say Allahu Akbar Kabira. والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا. This Trump is gone nutcase, you see that? The felon, the rapist, the pedophile, Trump, you must have Donald Duck Trump. So he says, I'm going to impose 25% tariff on China, like how I imposed upon India. Modi and them are seeing stars now, daytime. They thought that they and Trump is the best of friends. But now from the skies, they have fallen dry to the earth, you see that? And beneath the earth also. But Allah is showing who is in charge. Not Trump and not America. They have an airline. When I went to America, I flew on that airline. It's called United Airlines. All United Airlines flights grounded, finished in America. Why? They found some technical fault regarding the scales and thus and so forth. So finish all United Airlines grounded in America. Who is controlling the universe? Allah Jalla Wala. I will humiliate you, disgrace you whenever I want to. A Palestinian dies in Israeli custody. That's what the Haaretz newspaper says. Because they also have to be careful, because Netanyahu and his haramis, they want to ban them. So there's no dying business. The headline should have read, a Palestinian tortured to death in Israeli custody. So that is what the correct heading should be. And that is what they want to tell us about 2024 hostages. What about the hundreds and thousands you have murdered and killed, raped and persecuted and tortured and so forth, you harami Zionists? Any jutla dies in any part of the world, we have no empathy, no sympathy. Let me be clear on that issue. A khuya juat is a doya juat. A good Jew is a dead Jew. So remember, and especially those haramis who are supporting Israel and America. So the settlers blocked the aid coming to Gaza. You see that now when the trucks want to go in, they stand there, hundreds of them, 500,000 of them. So what can the truck drivers do? And then when Hamas says that now there's no aid coming in, your own hostages, which you call hostages, are suffering, so who do you blame? You blame the Israeli apartheid terrorist Nazi regime for allowing these people, the settlers, to run amok there. You blame America and Trump, especially the Harami, for telling him, Netanyahu, you can do as you please. Finish off the job. Finish off the job. So we say, Hamas, finish off the job and destroy the Israelis and the economy and let the Jutlas foot sack from there. It's not your country. You are squatters. You are people who are colonizers. You are invaders and you are settlers. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Listen to these two statistics that you will be shocked. Not my statistics, eh, Jutla? I know you're recording me, you Harami, you Jew, you Zionist, you record me. I feel very happy. I feel honored. You are not whatever hell the newspaper's name is. It writes, I sent it out last night. Go see my this thing, status, go see the website. 80,000 Jutlas, Jewish soldiers. Injured. 80,000. Well done, Hamas. Not one Arab country could do that. The Munafiqeen and Murtaddeen and Ghaddarin, the traitors to Islam, Saudi Arabia, Emirates, Jordan, Egypt, Bahrain, Morocco, whole lot the leadership of Murtads and Khabis and Ghaddar, remember that. Our Hamas did that. Send 80,000 Jutlas back to hell, you see, in this earth. And they injured. They can't walk properly, they can't sleep properly. Now Smotrich, Minister of Finance, I sent this out yesterday. He said this war has cost us thus far 300 billion shekels. It's going to cost you more. The whole country is going, Smotrich, Ben-Gvir, Netanyahu. History will not be kind to you. History will call you terrorists. History will call you war criminals. History will call you the agents of the Nazis, the modern-day Nazis. Hitler's children, you all did worse things compared to Hitler. Hitler did a good job on many aspects. I agree with Hitler. You must remember that why the hell must we just trumpet and echo the sentiments of the Jews when he said, how the hell can you charge my people interest? Was he right or wrong? 100% he was right. He said, what the hell are you introducing in Germany? Homosexuality, pornography and all these type of things. I will never allow that. So Hitler was right. So he should have done a better job also. You see that? So that is what we say. We mustn't just be fools and parrots, you understand? So baby, Netanyahu, the war criminal, writes an autobiography. You see that? That now he will say what a great leader I was, how I protected Israel in the United Nations, how I protected them here and there. But in world politics, he's considered as the worst prime minister in the history of Israel and the most disgraced person in the world today. Surah number 22, Surah Hajj, chapter 22 on pilgrimage, verse 18. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. When Almighty Allah humiliates a person, there's none to give him honor. When I tell you MBS is a murtad bin shaitan, you see, he can't go to America. He's got million, billion, trillions, how many zillions of dollars or whatever. He can't go to America. Because remember Jamal Khashoggi. You remember Jamal Khashoggi? Who they slaughtered and made Kurbani there in Turkey. You must remember that. In Istanbul, there in the consulate and so forth. So whether they buried him there or they gave chemicals and his body disintegrated. So the Washington Post will never forgive him for that. So the New York Times yesterday carried a picture, an image of him, that is MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, and Epstein, the pedophile, embracing one another. And it is found there in the Manhattan house, you must remember, of Epstein and so forth. The New York Times, well done to you. So this is how Allah disgraces them. Worldwide, you must remember, no one can give them honor. Sudais and them can make all the dua they want to. It means nothing. The truth is something else. They scholars for dollars. You heard, you Salafis? Now the Jutlas are very worried. Why are they worried? The Sea of Galilee, we went all these places with Allah's help. The Sea of Galilee is turning red. In their Talmud, in their books, is written there when the Sea of Galilee turns red, punishment is coming for the Jutlas. And the crocodiles are also busy. Hey, Jutla, come inside. then we will slaughter you. How you are massacring and slaughtering the Palestinians. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُ. No one knows the armies of Allah. اللَّهُمَ أَذِبْهُمْ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا. اللَّهُمَ سَلِّتْ عَلَيْهِمْ كَلْبًا مِنْ كِلَابِكَ. اللَّهُمَ أَرِنَا عَجَائِبَ قُدْرَتِكَ فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يُجِزُونَكَ. Ya Allah, you decimate them and destroy them, the Jutlas. There in Georgia, in America, 5 soldiers injured. Very good. So remember, they shoot themselves and shoot this person. America, you know, every second, third person got a gun. So that is how things happen there. India, big problems for them. 25% was initial tariff, and then why are you buying oil from Russia as though as you need permission from America? Go to hell, America and Trump and the Republican Party. So another 25%. For us, both parties are shaitan. America is shaitan. India politics with Modi is shaitan. But we must stand for justice, you see that? So always say that Trump is the guilty party and all this is scoring own goals. Make MAGA, make America great again. He's scoring many, many own goals. Inshallah, America will fall, the dollar will fall, and Israel and the Arab Tanpod dictators will fall. Big problem in UK. You must remember the most senior judge says, animal rights are more important for us than your religious rights. So you Muslims and you Jews who are slaughtering your animals, that physically with your own hands and all these things here, we don't want to allow this to continue in future. So that will be a big, big problem for you there in UK, Britain and so forth, and for the Jutlas also with their kosher and so. You know that in Canada and all that, that's what they have done. Everything will be done, machine slaughter and so forth. So therefore, for us, the best thing to do is you buy your own animal and you slaughter it. South Africa, nobody tells us anything. We buy halal and tayyiba. The shop's name also is halal and tayyiba. Allah give him barakah. You must remember this type of things here. Gideon Levy writes, you must remember in the Haaretz newspaper, he say what Netanyahu is telling the peace party and the members of the Knesset, they must sign the order of annihilation. Our aim must be to annihilate and annihilate the Palestinians and them, 2 million of them there in Gaza and so forth. 15-kilometer range, you must remember, and they can't decimate, destroy. Allah give victory, Allah give sabr, Allah give the fortitude to our Hamas and Jihad Islami and to our children there in Gaza al-Mubarakah. Ya Muntaqimu, Ya Qawiyu, Ya Azizu, Ya Rabbal Alameen. That through your Sifat al-Ulya, through the Wasila, Barakah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, destroy these Jutlas and all of them. So the settlers, you see how crazy they are? So the settlers, they attack a Russian diplomat's car, you see that, and the vehicle. So when they entered there and so forth, so you must remember this. So they feel they can attack anybody and get away with impunity, these settlers, haramis. They come from America, come from Russia, come from here and there. You know, in India, big, big floods, more than 100 people missing. That number will increase, obviously. That the Saudi media writes, the Nusuk app is free of charge. You don't need data, you don't need Wi-Fi, you don't need anything, you see that? And they say it will work, you see, for the Nusuk app and so forth and so on. You know, in India, that plane crashed in Ahmedabad. So imagine this Indian authorities, I don't know, they were drunk or what. So now they were giving the bodies of their beloved one to the family. So one family, they gave the wrong body to that family there. Now imagine the trauma you go through. Your father, mother passed away there in that plane crash. Now they bring the body and they bring the wrong person to your house. They say, this is your father, mother. So that is what happened in India. Crazy, you know. Syria is revamping now. They got billions of dollars, you must remember, of aid from Qatar, from Saudi Arabia, some from America, and so forth. New airports, new high-rise buildings, and a lot of things going to happen there. But he has to play and dance to their tune. You know how it is. Look at how crazy America is. America says, for you businessmen from Malawi, you see that Blantyre Lilongwe, for your businessmen from Zambia, Lusaka, and so forth. If you want to come to America, you will have to pay $15,000. So $15,000, you multiply that times 20 rand plus minus, right? So now for a visa, they say, no, we must charge them this because this some businessman from Malawi, Zambia come, then they overstay. They got visa for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, whatever, and then they stay longer and so forth. So therefore, they'll have to pay this amount. So tell them to go to hell, go do business with Russia, go do business with China, go do business with other countries. So why the hell must you go there and so forth, you brothers or sisters from Malawi and Zambia and so forth. Trump is trumpeting away. He says next week, oh, very soon, we will meet with Putin. Putin told his envoy, Witkov, go to hell. We don't make deals with you. Don't try and threaten us. So Trump says, okay, let's go for the second best. Tell him we want to meet him face to face. So very soon, that's what Trump announces, that he likes to make grand announcements to like to show, like, you know, he's a narcissist, he's an egoist, he's a pedophile, he's a rapist, he's a felon and a criminal, and the 78 million masses are asses voted for this idiot, can you believe? If you go to Google and press idiot, you will see Trump's face will come there. Try it and see. So even Google agrees he's an idiot. Yeah, the biggest idiot in there. Let's come to South Africa. So let's come to South Africa and see that the Daily Maverick. This guy was a sharpshooter, you know, this journalist, Mr. Myberg. So Mr. Myberg set up a meeting with these two people, one male, one female. And they have millions and millions at their disposal, you see, to build hospitals and schools and what. But he caught something that was untoward, like was not really legal. So then they met him, but he was sharper than them, everything videoed, and they offered him, they took out the money, 200 rand notes, 60,000 rand bribe. Just take it, Mr. Myberg, and on top of that, we will see you right. You will get commission of 100,000. He was sharper than them. He took out his cell phone and took the photo of the 60,000. It's gone viral now. This is your ANC. Corruption from the top to the bottom. You should go into their history and see how much they have stolen. It's not billions, millions, it's not billions, it's not trillions. It's gone even more than that, you must remember. In 30 years and more, they destroyed this country, remember. That's the truth. Unless you're a bootlicker, then I can't help you, like some Wolvies and them. So Cape Town, the Zionists and the Jutlas want to put up a new airport, you see that? So they who have, you must remember, they can rule there and so forth. What the hell? You're not even the busiest airport in South Africa. For what you need another airport there? Waste of money. You must put a stop to that. Three Istimas coming up tomorrow. Istima starting there in Overport, Durban. There, Tulse Crescent. So make dua. Allah Ta'ala make it a means of hidayat. Allah Ta'ala accept it. All the brothers and people who started this work of Dawah Tabligh, Hussain Hazrat Mawlana Ilyasam, Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Rahimahullah, Hazrat Ji Hazrat Mawlana Inamul Hassan, and yeah, Haji Bhai Padia and them Rahimahullah, Allah grant them all Jannatul Firdaus Al-A'la. And then tomorrow, another Ijtima starting day in Harare. That's what the Zimbabwe brother sent me a message. So we make dua for that Ijtima as well. And then next week, Friday, Saturday, you must remember, Saturday, Sunday, Monday is Ijtima in Beira. And that's in Mozambique. So Allah Jalla Wala make all these tablighi Ijtimas a resounding success. South Africa, the government and them says we're very concerned about convicted criminals are being transported and sent to our Isitwani, Swaziland. We're very, very worried. Imagine all those hardcore criminals coming right there. Obviously, that you know Swaziland, Lesotho, that in one day you can visit the whole kingdom, you see. That's all tiny, tiny tots, you see, tiny. You know jelly tots you have. So they like their jelly tots countries. You see that? One day you visit the whole country. So how many millions they must have given them, the rulers and so forth for Swaziland. So in that way there, then maybe they will try and come to South Africa. Allah alone knows. Fikile Balula, the Secretary General of the ANC, he says, come on, Trump, we're waiting for you to bring the sanctions. You see that? They got one, two things up their sleeve. maybe the ports, the American port ships you want to come through, yeah, we put 100% tariffs, 50% tariffs. So you can do that, but I don't think they have the political will to do that and so forth. So anyway, today will be Maulana Salman Yunus, inshallah. He'll be interviewed by Maulana Zahid, inshallah. And then 11 to 12 today, we discuss mahar. You know, the marital gift, the husband supposed to give the wife in cash or kind. So that will be our topic under discussion. Then 1 to 2 will be the tafsir of the noble Quran, inshallah al-Aziz. Fire up, Maulana Salim Kareem. We have 12, 13 minutes left, inshallah.
Professor, what is the importance of reciting or reading the Lailul Khairat?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You know, Wednesday nights I go there to Hazrat Mufti Rizaw al-Haqsam, our honorable Ustad, when he became a teacher there at Madrasa Arabiya Islamiya. That was the name that time in Newtown Madrasa. Madrasa was started in 1954 by Allama Sheikh Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf bin Nuri Nawwar Allahu Marqadahu. So I don't know if you know this Mawlana Salim Kareem, but he, Mawlana Tanvi, Mawlana Tanvi Rahmatul Alayhi, gave Hazrat bin Nuri ijazat, mujazat, suhbat. You see that? But Hazrat bin Nuri never carried on in that field. He was more interested in hadith and so forth, following the way of Allama Sheikh Kashmiri and them. But if a person went to Hazrat Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri rahimahullah and told him, Hazrat, I want to become your murid, I want to become your disciple and whatever, just to make you understand I'm using that word. So he say, no, that I don't do this, take this kitab, Dalailul Khairat, and you read it. So we encourage it, you must remember that. These Salafis, they will tell you, they object on every second thing, you know. So we don't have to worry about them. So we say that you read that, you read the Manzil of Hazrat Sheikh, Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya, Sheikhul Hadith, Nawwar Allahu Marqadahu, excellent. So read Dalailul Khairat also. Our Akabir, like Hazrat bin Nuri and them, they used to encourage the people to read it. And I told you the incident that what he used to do, when people used to say, ya Hazrat, we want to become your murid and bay'ah and so forth, he wouldn't do that. He would give them the kitab or just tell them to read the Lailul Khairat.
Mufti Sahib, I would like to know that Surah Baqarah, can I read it in one sitting, or if I break it up, one ruku or five ruku daily till I complete it, will that be permissible?
If a person can read it in one sitting, in one day, so that's better, obviously. The hadith is mentioned in Muslim Sharif. He, Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Iqra Surah Al-Baqarah. That read Surah Baqarah. Why the entire Surah? 286 verses. Atwalu Suratin fil Quran al Kareem. The longest chapter in the Noble Quran. So why must you read it? Fa inna akhadaha baraka. By reading it, by hearting it, you will receive baraka, blessings of Allah. Wa tarakaha hasra. And you don't read it, it will bring about remorse and regret. Today's world, people are jealous, envious, and so forth. In front, they will make mashallah, mashallah, but their hearts are burning, you see. Wala yastati'uha al-batala. And you must remember that the evil forces cannot overpower it, and so forth, and so on. So if you can't, you're a slow reader, and every day you read 2, 3, 4, 5 rukus, and it takes you 3 days, 1 week, so that also is good. There's no problem with that. But the sooner you read it, the better it is, remember that.
So the husband is not allowed to lower his wife into the grave, and he must now stand outside the parda when she is being lowered. What is Sharia ruling?
We need to rephrase that question. You see, jahalat, ignorance is very bad. Inni a'udhu bika min al-jahileen. I seek your protection from the ignorant people. You must remember somebody's wife passed away. You are the husband. So according to all four schools, Shafi'is, Hanbalis, Malikis, Hanafis, you the husband, you're 100% allowed to go into the grave to bury your wife, you must remember. But who can address the jahil people? You see, ignorant people of this ummah, 80% are ignorant. They don't know whether they're coming or going. Quran calls such people sufaha. Sufaha means idiots, you understand? So you must remember this type. One day in Heidelberg, so I told the husband, go bury your wife. So the one guy came to me. So he said, it's jahil. I said, I told him. He said, no, you must check up the masla again. Total jahil. He can't even read Quran properly, looking inside, you understood, and so forth. But they want to come debate with us. Who buried Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha? I'm asking you. He said, Ali radiallahu anha. He didn't know the masla. You come to know the masla. So you must remember this, so 100% permissible. According to all four schools, the husband can go into the grave and bury his beloved wife and so forth and so on. One issue. Second one, in that question, they spoke about something about parda. You mothers and sisters and beloved daughters, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, the Sahib Zadi, the Ladli, the Beti of Sayyida Muhammad Mustafa, Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, told Sayyidina Ali and made wasiyat, O Ali, no strange man saw me, my figure and thus and my body and so forth. Even when I go and I'm buried, so before you take me and put me in, put parda there. So even ba'd al-wafat, even after my demise, nobody must see me. From there that started, you must remember. Third one, you must remember, everything is permissible for you. To look at your wife, to carry your wife to janaza, to bury her, everything. Only one place the difference of opinion. Can the husband touch his wife skin to skin? For example, you want to give your wife a kiss on her forehead and so forth. You want to touch her after she passes away. Is that permissible, yes or no? So the Shafi'is, the Maliki's, humbly say permissible. When we ask them, Jib Dalil, give us some evidence, they say, who gave ghusl and who bathed Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha? Sayyida Ali. So he touched her obviously after her demise. So that's their dalil and evidence. The only people who say it is not permissible are the Hanafi scholars. So we ask the Hanafis, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, Imam Zufar, Imam Hassan bin Ziyad. All these are the giants of the Hanafi school. So they say it's not permissible. Imam Abu Hanifa was a genius, you know. So chapter 4, verse 23, he said, that you, when your wife passes away, I'm just explaining a masla now, that can you marry your wife's sister after she passes away? Said, of course you can marry. Quran. So now Quran says, وَأَن تَجْمَعُوا بَيْنَ الْأُخْتَيْنِ. You can't have two sisters, biological sisters, in your nikah at the same time. So if you can marry your wife who passed away, her sister, so it means that now you can't be touching your wife who passed away. See the genius he was. So if you look at Dalil point of view, you must remember the Hanafi Dalil is much stronger. So therefore the Hanafi say that you can't be touching your wife who passed away. But your wife can touch you according to all four schools because she's in iddat. So we must understand how tafakku and fiqh works. Not the jahil statements, the husband can't go into the grave and so forth. That is Imam Ibn Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah writes, huwa adallu min himari ahlihi fi bayti. Such people, they're even worse than the donkeys in their backyard. They don't know what they are talking, you must remember that.
Kitab, on the same topic, can a man buried in his wife's grave after many years?
Yes, no problem. My brother who picks me up, he'll come just now. Muhammad Khan, you must remember, his father passed away several years ago. And then he said, he asked me, can I bury my mother in my father's grave? I said, 100%, you must remember. So bury the mother in the father's grave. Bury the father in the mother's grave. Bury the son in the mother's grave. You see, our Maulana Ahmad Dokrat. So his beloved father, Uncle Suleiman, Haji Suleiman Dokrat, he's buried in his mother's grave, you see. So like that, totally permissible. All that, there's no problem at all. You must, and especially when recycling takes place, it's totally permissible. In one grave, you bury so many people because of lack of space and so forth.
Mufti Sahib, does one have to make ghusl after giving ghusl to a dead person?
When we give ghusl to the deceased person, man ghassala mayyitan falyaghtasil, go open Mishkan Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, Bulughul Maram, and various compilations. So when I give ghusl to the deceased, you give ghusl, Mo Salim, we're a master in these things here. We don't do too much all these things here. So, you all are very active, mashallah. I attended the janaza day one, two times in Ladysmith. So, mashallah, that in cases like that, what you see, that you, the people who bathe the deceased, so for you to take a ghusl, you, my mother, sister, brother, it is mustahab, is sunnah, is good, but it's not compulsory and mandatory. So if you don't do it, it's fine. But if you do so, then it is better, and Islam will tell you it is a virtuous, meritorious deed indeed.
Mufti Sahab, can a diabetic person while doing tawaf drink Energail or eat sweets to put the sugar levels up?
So my brother, you know you're suffering, or sister, from sugar and so forth and so on. So what will be the prudent thing to do? What will be the wise thing to do? Before you start your tawaf, hadith was sahih, authentic hadith of Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Master alayhi salatu salam, said, ma'u zamzama lima shuriba lahu. Drink the zamzam water, and whatever intention you make that's permissible, it will happen like that. So before you start your tawaf, my brother, sister, drink nice zamzam. Sayyidina Umar used to say, drink so much, so much, so much, that you start burping. And if you don't drink, so if you know the maximum amount, then it's like a sign of nifaq and hypocrisy. Go open Ibn Majah, you will find it there. So that will be the advisable thing to do. But some people, their condition is such. So after one tawaf, sab'atu ashwat, in 7 circuits, 7 rounds. So after 2-3 rounds, again you're tired, exhausted, you can feel your sugar levels are dropping. So go and take the zamzam water. Or you take the zamzam with you. You must remember that you keep it there with you, in your hand. So the flask or whatever, and you keep on, you know, totting up. You take a tot every time, you see that? All that is permissible, there's no problem. Why you want to take Energail and this Dail and this Dail and all that? Take the best. Today, the greatest water, according to Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, is Ma'u Zamzam. And in time of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest water was what? The water that came min asabihi asharifa, from the Mubarak fingers of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you need to understand our belief, our creed of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, our deed and our creed, they have to correspond with one another. Last question.
Mufti Sahab, do the two witnesses in the nikah need to be informed of the mahar amount for nikah?
Today we're discussing mahar, remember that, so all the details. No, they don't have to be informed. I perform the nikah, and that mota wants to give 100,000, 500,000, you see that? And he says, don't announce it. So I said, fine, there's no problem. So when we're performing the nikah, we'll say, the mahar is mattafaqa alayhi zawjan, whatever the two parties have agreed on, the husband and the wife, so that is a secret between them, and both parties are happy about it, so that's fine. So it's not necessary to inform the witnesses, it's not necessary to inform the public, and even in our nikah book and register, we will just write there that what the two parties agreed upon mutually and amicably. Allah Jalla Wala grant them good pious children. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Salaamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh.